Okay, today is Daf Kuf Dalet 104. We are on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis by the Mishnah. We're discussing now people that rent. They rent land from owners and work on the land. There are three ways you can rent land from an owner and work on the land. You can have what's called a sharecropper, where I get whatever percentage of what I produce. I produce 100, I get 20%, 50%, whatever number we make up. That's one thing. Another thing is called a chocher. A chocher means I'm renting the field, but I am guaranteeing the owner a certain percentage. Let's say there's no crop. I have to go buy it for him. That's another thing. And the third thing is a stama rental. I'll pay you money. I want to rent your field for a year. I'll give you whatever X amount of dollars, and I rented the field for the year. Those are the three different types of rentals that are going to come up over the next, for sure, through Shabbos. For sure. Okay? What? No, you're renting the field, but you're paying in produce. So in a normal situation, that's not such a crazy thing. I've rented the field. I guarantee you 60% of the crop. 60 bushels, whatever number you make up. And then the rest will keep for yourself as profit. Let's say there's a drought. Oh, that's what we're going to talk about right now. Let's say there's no drought. Let's say you don't know what you're doing, so you didn't do anything. You blew it. You still have to guarantee him the deal. You guaranteed it. What if the whole country has a drought or some kind of a plague? That we're going to discuss. Now, Hamakabel Sadam Echavero, if somebody rents a field from his friend, it doesn't make a difference what kind, Vihi Beis Hashlachin, and it's irrigated, meaning it has irrigation from another source. Why? Rainwater is not enough. Oh, Beis Ha'ilon, or an orchard. Rashi explains, orchards are not that much work. You watch the fruit grow, you pick them off. So people are interested in that. That's a good deal, right? Not that much work. You don't have to plant, you don't have to do anything. Right? Where does Rashi say that? Ubishvila Elon Shahu Chaviva ala Aris. The Elon's better than an Aris. You know why? Shinot Lachelet Pelos, blow Torah. You don't have to work for that. What do you have to do already to be an orchard? You make sure that there's no overgrowth. Not that much work. What happened? Yavesh Hamayin, the water source dried up, or the Nikta to Elon, or the trees got ruined. Ena Menakelo Ben Chakoro, you don't have to deduct anything. The Cholcha is going to say, well, listen, I promised you 50%. That's when I knew there was a water source. Now the water source dried up, I shouldn't be able to give you 50%. The answer is no. Im Amalo Cholcha Lisadeh, but if I said zeh, meaning I bedafka want this field, this is the one. Oh, sada beisa ilon zeh, or I say this one, yavesh hamayin, if the mayin got dried up, nixas ilon, or the trees got cut off somehow, menakelo min hachokro, then you can deduct. Why? Because, we'll see why.
Is that a chocher.
Chocher. In Aris, not the same thing, because in Aris, what's the downside? I have to give you a percentage of what I produce. I can't produce anything. I don't have to give you anything. Right, so that doesn't really work by an Aris.
Right.
The whole thing is by a Chocher. Okay. It says the Gemara, hey Chidan, what's the case? If there was a general drought, the main river, the river that supports the entire neighborhood, the entire country, that dried up, Nahar Araba, the great river, so then Amai ain't a menakelo, why, min chokro, why can't he deduct what he, why can't the deal be changed now? Name a lay, Makas Medina he, it's a Makas Medina, the whole country has been a plague, we're going to have that tomorrow's daf. Makas Medina, you're off the hook. Hashem strikes the whole country, so you have to keep the same deal, that's not fair. We'll have that tomorrow. So Amr of Papa. Papa says, no, there was no Makas Medina. It's your mazel. What happened? The Yavish Narazuta. It's your mazel. The small river got dried up. Right? A tributary of the big river dried up. That's the port in your only that one got dried up. Only that one. The Amale, he could say to him, who could say to who? The owner of the field could say to the Chocher, Go bring a bucket. Go schlep to the big river and bring a bucket and do the irrigation yourself. Since it's not a Makas Medina, it's just your bad luck, no deal is changed. Deal's not changed. Tosfos asks, why do you have to go to this whole thing, go get a bucket? The halacha is, if it's not a Makas Medina, you lose. If it's a Makas Medina, the Chocher, you're right. The whole country got a drought, you're right. Then the deal will have to change. That's just not fair. But because my bad luck, everyone's making money. I'm the only one who's not. I'm the only one who doesn't have any water in the field. Then it's my mazel. The deal has to stay. The Gemara adds, because you can go to the big river and get a bucket. What do you have to go down that road for? Doesn't make a difference. What's the difference? Right? You go to the big river. No, I don't have to go. The deal stays. Why? It's not a Makas Medina. So Tosfos answers, that even if it's true, that even if every tiny river dried up, not just you, the tiny rivers, it's still not a Makas Medina. As long as the big river is there, it's not a Makas Medina. Right? That was his Kiddush. That's what I'm shouting to us. So it comes out of that, if that's true, you need two conditions. One, it's a Makas Medina. And two, there's no other water source. So other water source, go get your buckets. That's why this is here. Okay? Amar of Papa. Rav Papa says a statement that's okay. Hanitarti Masnisa, Kamaisa. The first two Mishnahs of this parak, Mishtachas La, Bein Bechar Chenusa, Bein Bechar Lemusa, can apply both by a Chocher and by an Aris. Both. Mikan Ve'elech, now on, the Issa Bechar Lemusa, Lesa Bechar Chenusa, whatever you have, the din by an aris will not apply to a chocher. The de'itza b'char chenusa, whatever the din that applied by a chocher, less of a kablanusa, will not apply to a case of kablanus, which is the same thing as aris. Same thing. Okay, that's a statement. Im amar lo chocher lo sade bayis shlochen zeh. What if he said zeh? What if he said this one? Then what? Then we said the halacha is. Then the halacha is you can make a deduction. Why? Because you only the terms of the deal were meant to say that zeh without drying up. That's only the deal I'm agreeing with you. I will agree with you chocher on zeh that it doesn't dry up. So it's part of the deal. If it's part of the deal, when the deal goes away, then it does dry up. The deal could change. What? So, no, but I can make any condition I want. The Gemara is going to say in a minute a similar question. Vamai, why should that be true? Le malay, let him say, Shma ba'almi amrilach. I'm just giving you a description of the field that I want. Not the conditions. I want that field. Why? Because it's closer to my house. Just Shma, just the shame, just the name of the field. And we know that such a halacha like that. Why? Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Ha'omer l'chaveiro, if a guy says to his friend, base kor afor ani mochalach, I'm going to sell you a base kor of land. I'm going to sell you a base kor of land. Afal pi she'ein lo ela lesech, even if the land that I sell you only has a half a base kor, a lesech is a half, higiu, it's still a good sale. Why is it still a good sale? I promise I'm going to give you a base kor, and I only gave you a half a base kor. The answer is, Shalomachalo Elishema, because he was just selling him the name. The name of the field was called Beis Kor. That's the name of the field, it's called Beis Kor. But, Vuhu Demaskiri Beis Kor. It has to be that people call it Beis Kor. People call it that field. You have such a thing like that. Someone chose a state. Right? Let's say it's called Acre Estate. I want to buy the acre, it's not an acre. It's half an acre. You told me he's selling me an acre. No, I didn't say I'm selling you an acre. I said I'm telling you acres estate. The guy's last name was Acre. Right? It's only half an acre. That's a good sale. Why? Because we weren't talking of the terms of the size of the property. We're talking about the name of the property. Okay? The Rebbeinu Peretz asked, well, one minute. We'll see how much the sale goes for. Well, what was the price? Was it for a core or for half a core? He says, no, there's no one up at Cargill. You can charge whatever you want. Right? A similar thing. Karmani mochalach. I'm selling you a vineyard. Afal pi she'ein lo gefanim, even though the vineyard has no gefanim, the vineyard has no gefanim, not a vineyard, higiyu, it's still a good sale. Why? Shalom achal al shema, don't insult him, it's just the name of a place. It's called Vineyard Street. There's no vineyard there. Right? I didn't sell you a vineyard. I sold you something on Vineyard Street. You thought it's a vineyard? That's not my problem. I'm selling you the shame. Vahu demaskri kama. People have to call it that. It has to be legitimate. Okay? Pardes ani mochel. I'm selling you a pardes. Afal pi she'ein lo rimonim. Right? Stam pardes is rimonim. Even though there are no rimonim in this pardes, he giu. It's a good sale. Why? Shalom machalo ela shema. Because he only sold him a name. Just selling him the name of the place. Vahu demaskri pardesa. People have to call it a pardes. Right? Alma, what do you see from here? Amale shma ba'alma amrila. I'm just selling you a name. Right? Hachanami namale shma ba'alma amrila. I'm just selling you a name. I wasn't selling you bedafka. I was just selling you a name. Ask the Ritva. Wait a minute. All these cases, the bomb kasha from the Ritva. All these cases. What did I sell you? I thought I'm buying an acre. Really, it turns out it was a half an acre. Why? Because it wasn't an acre. The guy's name was Acre. I'm buying Acre's house. I thought it's an acre of land. Not sure it's a half an acre. Right? So when I come to show, I bring my surveyor. He measures the property. By the way, it's not an acre. It's only a half an acre. I run to the seller. What are you doing, ripping me off? No, you thought it was an acre? You should have checked out. It's not an acre. Everyone knows it. Everyone calls it that. Walk into shul, ask anybody, what property is that? Everyone's going to tell you it's acre's property. You thought it was an acre of land? That's your mistake. It's a shma ba'alma. Over here, you bought the land. You're working on it. What happened? There was a drought. So the halacha is, well, should you get the deduction or not get the deduction? Why should you get the deduction? Because you were specific. What's the answer back? No, I'm just giving you a name. What do you mean I'm just giving you a name? The name's not, the name wasn't the Iker. The Iker was, it was Taka, Beis HaShlachim. It was. Now we're dried up. What are you comparing me to cases where the guy doesn't know what he's buying? You know exactly what I'm buying. You hear the kasha? You don't hear it. Yeah. There's no question you're getting this field. You're no question you're getting this field. What you meant by this was not only this field, but the conditions of this field can never change. There can never be a drought. If there's a drought, I'm changing the price. That's what we're saying. You're right. Everyone agrees it's this field. The Gemara is going to say something similar to you in a minute. You're right, it's this field. Doesn't mean this. We don't know it's this one. I'm working on it for 2 years. Right? It was a 5-year chocher. I'm working on it for 2 years. Well, we have a dispute which field it is. We know it's this field. The only thing was, when I said this, I meant the conditions should never change. It should always remain that it's irrigated. Now what happens is a drought. Now I come running, the terms have to change. You say, why do they have to change? Well, I said this, I meant this condition. I didn't mean that, I meant this field. You bring me a raya from cases where a guy doesn't know what he's buying? He thought he's buying an acre, it's only a half an acre? It's not the same thing. That's the Ritva's kasha. It's a bomb kasha. His case has nothing to do with our case. It has nothing to do with anything. They're very interesting cases. They have nothing to do with what's going on by us. So the Ritva answer is the only way to make this Gemara make sense. It's a kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. If you think you're buying an acre and it turns out it's a half an acre and that's a good sale, so too, you taka get the right field, and all the conditions are the same. And now there's a condition that changes, not entitled to a reduction. Why? Because the owner could say, that wasn't my intention. That's the only way I could make the Gemara make sense. Only way this Gemara makes sense. Okay, it's unbelievable, Ritva. We would never have picked up on that on our own. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, lo kasha. I have a different way. Lo kasha, that's not a kasha. You know why? Who's talking? When the machir says to the chocher, ha de amalei chocher le machir, and our mishnah was when the chocher was talking, amalei machir le chocher. When the seller's talking, shema ba'alma, amalei. He's just stam giving a name. The seller, I'm going to sell you the acres house. You think you're getting an acre. You're not getting an acre. The guy's last name was Acre. It's only a half an acre. You don't know. When the mach, when the seller's speaking, of course it's only a name. Chocher mach, amalei chocher lemacher. When the chocher's speaking, that's kpeda. He's exact. That's why in our Mishnah, the deal could change. Because when the chocher's speaking, the deal could change. When he said this field, that's what, similar to what you were saying, Simcha. When he said this field, he meant Bedafka, this field, with all the conditions. Why? Because the buyer doesn't want to get the short end of the stick. That's why in our Mishnah the deal could change. All these cases, that was the seller talking. The seller doesn't want to make conditions. He's not giving you vineyards, he's giving you vineyard street house. You think you're getting a vineyard? That's your problem. Therefore, in all these cases, the chocher wins. Why? The macher wins. Why? He's the one who's talking. In the Mishnah's case, the chocher is talking. That's Shmuel's answer. Ravina Amar. No, you don't have to say idi v'idi the amalei macher lechocher. Even the Mishnah, the macher is talking. So in the Mishnah's case, why do the terms change? Midika ama zeh. Since you stuck in the word zeh, michlal the kai bigavayas kinen. You're there already. You're in the field. You don't say there. You don't say. To me, he says you don't have to be there. You can just point. That's the one. Right, you're nearby, you're in the house, you're looking out over the field, that one right there, that one. You're pointing to it. So obviously, we all know which field we're talking about. We know which field. We said Zeh. Beis HaShlachin, Lamali Lamema. Why do I have to stick in the words Beis HaShlachin? We know which field it is. Whatever the field is, it is. Does it have a Beis HaShlachin? Does it not? Whatever it is, it is. Lamema, Dekamale, Beis HaShlachin, Dekai Mahashta. What I meant to say was that the Beis HaShlachin always has to remain there. And if it doesn't remain there, if there's a drought, then I'm entitled to a reduction. Okay? Good? Next. Hamakabel sa de mechaveiro, if somebody agrees to work a field, again, we're talking about arisas now. I'm going to work the field for you, and whatever I make, I'll give you a percentage. I'll keep a percentage. The hovira, and he abandons the field, doesn't do any work. So Shaminosa, Kamar Uya Lazos, how much would it have gotten? What's a normal yield? What's a normal yield? Vinosin Loch, and you get that normal yield. Why? Shekach Kosev Lo, that's what you wrote. It's written in the document. Ib Ovir, if I sit around and do nothing, Velo Avid, and I don't do any work, I will pay you from the best. In other words, we're going to see, there's a machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos holds, this doesn't even have to be written in the shtar. It's an unwritten rule. It's an unwritten minhag. That every sharecropper said it's fine like that. If I'm lazy and I don't do it, I'm still going to pay you. It was an unwritten rule. So if the sharecropper does nothing, the sharecropper says, listen, I'm not getting anything either. Why do I have to give him? He says, no, you made an agreement. You made an agreement that says if you don't work, you're going to still have to pay. They don't take the field. The guy can give someone else the field. Right? At the end of the season, he got nothing. So the sharecropper says, but I also got nothing? What kind of answer is that? Right? What kind of answer is that? You made an agreement, keep your agreement. And whether it's written or not, we'll see in the Gemara. So now the Gemara has a whole tangent now about we're going to get into the whole ksuva now. Whole tangent on Remeir on Hayadorish Lashon Hedyot. Remeir with Darshan Lashon Hedyot. What's Lashon Hedyot? There are three explanations what that means. Rashi says, what's a Lashon Hedyot? Shehergilu Hedyotos. Look at the first Rashi in the Gemara. Shehergilu Hedyotos, the Hedyotos, meaning not Bezdin. Regular people used to have the custom. Lichtov, they would write, Shlok Ketakonas Chachamim. Not Ketakonas Chachamim, Stam agreements. Hayadorish halashon livsak hadin achrav, and whatever they would write, whatever agreement they would write, the din would follow that agreement. So here in the Mishnah, the agreement was written that he's gonna be an aris. The minhag was even if you don't do anything, for whatever reason you didn't want to do any work, you still have to pay the owner, right? Tosfos asked, what kind of chiddush is that in Rashi? Did you have to keep your promises? What kind of chiddush is that? I promise that I'm going to paint your house. So you have to paint the house. Because if I can't come, then you have to paint someone's house. Nothing kind of like that. Well, you have to, I need Rashi to tell me that if two parties agree to something, they have to keep the agreement? You don't need a chiddush for that. Tosafot says, no, it wasn't written. The chiddush is not written. But that's the minhag ha-makom. You have to keep the minhag ha-makom. That's Lashon Hedyot. Nobody wrote anything. There's no star here between the Arez and the owner. That's what everyone else, that every other Arez does in the community. It's binding on you guys also. That's Lashon Hedyot. Okay? According to Tosas, it makes a little more sense because the Kash on Rashi is very strong. It's Rashi said, what kind of chiddush is that? But if you make a deal with somebody, you have to keep the deal. What chiddush is that? Tosas makes, no, it's not written. You still have to keep the deal. Why? Because it's understood. It's a built-in. It's built-in, right? It's a built-in agreement. The Ramban says what it means is even though normally Rav Meir was, you have to have a Tanai Kafel. So by these kinds of things, maybe he dispensed with Tanai Kafel. That's what Lashon Hedyot means, right? There's no Tanai Kafel here. Doesn't make a difference, right? These types of agreements, Rav Meir was more makel. Okay. So. The Tanya, Rav Meir Omer, Im Over V'lo Eved. If I sit around and do very lazy, V'lo Eved, and I don't do any work, Ashala B'Meitva, I will pay from the best. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Hayadori, Shoshan Hedyot. He also dies in Shoshan Hedyot. The Tanya, Rav Yehuda Omer, Adam Mevi Karban Asher Al Ishto. A person has to bring a karban for his wife, a rich karban. Let's say, look at Rashi. Fascinating Rishash. Rashi says, Adam mevi karban al ishto. Adam mevi karban ashir al ishto. What does Rashi say? Shu chayiv bekarban leidasa v'tzaarta. She has to be a karban leidah, she has a baby, or she has tzaras. Those two kinds of karbanos, it depends on how rich you are. So the husband's a millionaire, right? His wife's a millionaireess because she's married to a millionaire. Really, she has nothing. So the husband can say, you can go bring some poverty karban, like the flour. You're not rich. I'm rich. You're married to me. You don't have any of your own assets. You can't do that. Can't do that. Right? V'chein kol karbon the karbon shichayeves pekach. Also, every other karbon that she's chayev in. Look at Rashi. Every other karbon that she's chayev in. Kol karbonos shehu chayeves. Shelo b'neder b'nedava. Not a neder and a nedava. Kigon karbon zivasa, karbon zava, v'asham v'chatos. Or why does Rashi put some in that category and some in that category? The first category puts a leida and a taras, and in the second category he puts a chatas and an asham. Why does he do that? Okay? Unbelievable. Figure it out. Like, why would Rashi do that? Anyway, shekach kosev lach, is shekach kosev lach. Shekach kosev lach. That's what he writes in the ksuva. Achray is to itzlach alai, min kadamta dana. Even if they predated the marriage, Kadamtav is their codeim. They're codeim the marriage. I still promise to give. So again, according to Tosfos, that might not even have to be written in the tshuva. It's an understood agreement that you're going to treat your wife like you treat yourself. And if you have to be a carbon, it would have to be a usher carbon. Your wife is the same thing. Hill as like an idar shoshen hedyot. Hill also did that. The Tanya, Anche Alexandria, the people of Alexandria, Hayu mekadesh es nishoseim. They would be mekadesh their wives. Ubishas Knisasa Lukhupa, and right as they were walking down the aisle, Boy and Achreim, other guys would come, the Chotfinosam, and give them a ring on the way down to the Chuppah. You know what? And that was a good marriage. Ubikshum Chacharlas has been a Mamzerim. They wanted to make Mamzerim over here. What are they doing? These married women. These are married women accepting Kedusha from another man. Amalan Hill Azakin, Hevilu Ksuvas Imchem. Bring me the Ksuva. They brought the ksuva. Umatzah, it said in there, shekosim lekishet technisi lechupa habilu into. Only it's a condition. I'll give you a ring. Almanas, you come to chuppah. You don't show up at the chuppah. There is no kedushin. Right? Normally we know it's in two stages. Here, the kedushin was talui on the nisuin. The kedushin was chal only if you show up to the chuppah. If they don't show up to the chuppah, they accept the ring down the aisle. Then the kedushin is not chal. Therefore, they're not mamzerim. Below us, behem amzerim. Again, it's another example of, again, according to Tosafos, this might not even be written in the ksuva. It might not even be written in there. It's a built-in condition. I'm not giving a woman a ring to go marry some other man. If she wants to do that, the kedushin is achal. Right? I'm not doing that. It's not that the kedushin, and now she's going to be, she's leaving me. No. There's no kedushin. Okay? Rishur ben Karcha Darish Hoshen Hedyot. Another example. The Tanya, Rishur ben Karcha Omer. Hamal ve'es Chaveiro. If somebody lends his friend money, Lo yimishkinenu yoser michovo. You should not take a mashkin, you should not give a mashkin more than the chov. Why? Shekach kosev lo. Because this is what they used to write in the mashkin document. Tashlumta de'islach alai, kol kabal dichi. Once you give me the mashkin, I can collect the value of the mashkin. What's going on here? Let's say you borrow $1,000 and you have to give a mashkin. The mashkin you're giving is your pajamas. The pajamas are worth $1,000. They're very fancy pajamas. And the halacha is every night you have to give the mashkin back. Why? Because the guy needs to sleep in pajamas. And every morning you have to give the mashkin back. What if you don't give the mashkin back? You didn't give it back. They used to write a document. I can come into your house and take anything worth $1,000. I can come into your house and take anything worth the value of the mashkin. So don't give a mashkin for $2,000 pair of pajamas, because if you do that and then you default on returning the mashkin, the guy can collect $2,000. It's only $1,000 loan. So be very careful before you give a mashkin. Make sure it equals the value of the loan, because if you don't, you can end up getting lost. You can end up getting harmed. How are you going to get harmed? Again, you're going to default on the mashkin. And then the guy is going to test in the document. He can take anything worth the value of the mashkin. Or the Gemara is going to have in a second. What if the guy dies? The guy dies. The halacha is that any debt that is connected to metaltalin does not pass to Yarshim. A mashkin is different. Mashkin does pass to Yarshim. So now you can come collect from the Yarshim greater value than the loan. The loan was $1,000. He's going to come down and take the $2,000 pajamas. So make sure, whenever you have a loan, that the value of the mashkin should equal the value of the debt. Okay? That's what's going on here. Taima, the whole reason is the kasav lehachi. Because he wrote such a thing. E lo kasav lehachi, lo kanya. What, and if not, it wouldn't work? He couldn't be kone. V'ha'amar b'yochanan. Mashkono, the heshav lo mashkin. If there was a mashkin. Pajamas was the mashkin. You return the pajamas at night. Why? Because he's entitled to do that. And umeis, and the guy dies. The lender, the one who owes the money, dies. So shamto me'al gavei banav. You can collect from the children. Why? Because loans with a mashkin pass through even within the debt. So the Gemara answers, and that's no document there. So what do you need a document for? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ahanu ksiva ligiraon. You need a document. You need a document for Giraon. Giraon means, let's say the Malve uses the Mashkin so much, not the Malve, the Love. The Love is the borrower. He uses the Mashkin every night. He sleeps in those pajamas every night, right? And now they're not worth $1,000 anymore. They're worth $500. So you have a loan, you have a document that says, no, I can collect from when the loan started, $1,000. Now they went down in price, right? That's why you have a document. And in a chenami, you don't need one. You only need one for the case of the value of the mashin goes down. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yossi ha-yidorish loshen hedyot. Rabbi Yossi also darish loshen hedyot. Now we're going to go off on a whole tangent on ksuva. The Tanya, because we learned, Rabbi Yossi Omer, makom shino gulasas ksuva milve, gove milve. The halacha is as follows. Father wanted to have his daughter married off, right? Besides the ksuva saying that when the husband dies or divorces his wife, he is going to give her a certain money, the girl's father, also it's called in the dunya, the dowry, a girl's father would write, I promise to give my son-in-law XYZ. That is the din of a loan. The father-in-law owes the son-in-law that money. Right? Why? He wants his daughter married off. So he's making it worth someone's while to marry the daughter. You marry my daughter, you get a nice check. Right? It's like a loan. Makam shenogu lasas ksuva milve. In a place where they would make the ksuva into a loan, gove milve. Cut the loan. Lichpol. Sometimes it was a community where they would know whatever number was written in that ksuva, whatever number the father-in-law wrote to promise to give the son-in-law, it was an exaggerated number on purpose. It says $1 million. I'm not giving $1 million. It was half that a number. Lichbo, kove mechza. You wrote a number, it was really half that number. Why was it written? Just to be exaggerated. They want to make the daughter feel good. They want to make her feel special. Feel she's so important. Look at what she's worth. The whole number, everybody knew. In that community, whatever number was there, put it in half. Now, Harbaloi Govu Tilsa. In his town, they collected a third. In Harbaloi's town, they collected a third. Why? Again, the number was exaggerated on purpose. It was a built-in exaggerated number, just to inflate the number to make the girl feel good. Remember, what it collected, whatever number was there. The whole Shevach, the whole number was there, they would collect. Different in Hagim. So the bottom line is, you're bound by whatever your minhag was. Amalei Ravina L'Rameimar, I Votanya Lichbal Goba Mechsa. But you said once that if it, whatever number it says there, you can collect half. Says Lo Kasha, Ha Dekonomine, Ho Dekonomine. It depends. If there was a Kenyan, then you can collect the whole amount. And if there was no Kenyan, it was half. Ravina Mishabeach, the Kasa of Librate. Ravina Mishabeach means he inflated the number. The Kosev Lebrate wrote it to his daughter. Amrulei Damar. So they told him, Amrulei Nikni Minei Damar. Why don't you make a Kenyan? So he says, Amrulei, I'm not foolish. E Machni, if I make a Kenyan, Lo Michbal. It's not going to be cut in half. And E Michbal, if it has to be cut in half, Lo Machni. I'm not making a Kenyan. I know, I wrote a double just to make my daughter feel good. I'm not making a Kenyan. If I make a Kenyan, I got to pay that number. I'm not making a Kenyan. There was once a guy. The Amalahu, he was, Rashi says he was on his deathbed. So the Amalahu, so he made a statement and said, Havule arba me'azuzi librate v'ksuvasa. Go give $400 to the girl, to my daughter, to be in the ksuva. So what did he mean by that? Did he mean 400, or did he mean 800, or 200? What number did he mean? The double, half, what number did he mean? So, Shalach Haracha b'Rei D'Ravavia, like b'Rei D'Ravashi, arba me'a, did he mean 400? The inun tamni me'a, which is really 800? Oh, arba me'a zuzi, did he mean 400? The inun maslan, which is really 200. What did he mean? Amar Ravashi, so chazinan, we check it out. I amar havu, if he said havu, which means give law to her, arba me'a zuzi, that give her 400 zuz, the inun tamni me'a, that's really 800. I amar kosvo, if he just said write it, which is more of an indirect way of her getting the money, then the La Arbame Azuzi, the Inun Masan, it's only 200. Right? Because we said all the numbers was inflated. Ikadi Amr, others say Amr Vashi Chazir, I Amr, if he said Lik Suvasa, then Arbame Azuzi, the Inun Tamne Me, it's 800. I Amr, Bik Suvasa, if he said Bik Suvasa, Arbame Azuzi, that's 400, the Inun Masan, which really turns out to be half. And you know what? Velohi, none of that is true. Lo shna damar liksuvasa, doesn't make a difference if it's a liksuvasa, lo shna damar biksuvasa. Arab me azuzi, it's 400 to eat in masa, which is 200. Ad the amal havaluhu stama. Unless he said stam, if he said stam, that'd be a different halacha. That was the custom. The custom was to whatever number it said was half, so whatever number he said, really it's half. Okay, that ends that. Now, Hahu Gavra, there's once a guy. Is that right? Yeah. The Kabal Ara Mechavre. He accepted Arithos from his friend. I promise you, you are going to be so happy with me. I am going to do such an unbelievable thing for your field. Amal I Muvarna La. If I am lazy and I don't work the field, Yahavina Lach Alpazuze. I'll give you $1,000. I'm so sure you're going to be happy with me. I'll pay for my laziness. What happens? Over at Tilsa. He was lazy on a third. Two thirds, he worked very hard. One third, he was very lazy. Amri Nahardai, the Nahardai said, Dinahu Diavle, Tlas Meya Vitlasa Vitlasa Vitlasa. He has to give $333.33. Why? Because on the third, he was lazy. On the third, he was lazy. He didn't do anything. He promised 1,000, but two thirds is good. So he's got to give a third of 1,000. Rava Amar, no way. Asmachtihi. Asmachta lo kanya. He's just bragging, just exaggerating. You don't pay for asmachta. Right? I promise you, no, none of that. Ay, ulurava maishnei mehadatnan. What our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, im over velo evad. If I'm lazy and I don't do any work, ashala v'meitva. I'll pay from the best. And we said, Tosva said, that's built into every contract. Whether you write that or not. Right? What's pshat? Hasam lo kagazim. Yeah, because he didn't exaggerate. Hacha kivan the Amar Milsa, you say Rasa goes about Amihi dekagazim. You exaggerated, and exaggerations are running to us not the problem. You just listen. I promise you, I'll make you whole. Say a line like that. That's not a guzma. That's not a smachta. That's not bragging and just, you know, making these wild promises you never intend on fulfilling. Then we hold you to it. You make some crazy statement. We just say you're exaggerating. You never meant it. You never meant it. Since you never meant it, you don't have full das. Since you don't have full das, it's a shayla of Geneva. That's what a smachta is all about. Therefore, you don't have to pay that. Next. Ahu Gavri, there's once a guy, the Kabal Ara Lishum Shami. He was supposed to use the field to produce sesame. And Zare Chite, and instead he used wheat. Now, the Metzius is, I don't know why, but sesame was more expensive than wheat, but it ruined the field more. It took more toll on the field. So this guy was supposed to do sesame, which would bring in more cash, but ruin the field more. And instead he does wheat, which ruins the field less, but brings in less cash. But, for some reason, he was able to bring in the same price for wheat that he would for sesame. And the field is not as ruined. Because wheat doesn't hurt the field as much. So, Sabra of Kahana Lameimar, Rav Kahana thought to say, Menakile Chasha Da'ara. The worker should benefit. Why? Because he saved the owner money. How did he save the owner money? The field is less ruined. So he should get more of a price. Menakile Chasha Da'ara means we deduct from the owner of the field a little bit. The owner was going to get 60%. He should only get 50%. That extra 10%, the worker saved him. Why did the worker save him? Because the field's better now. Got the same price in the end. So I'm not sure of this line here. So Rav Kahana Lameimer. Rav Kahana thought to say, I'm sorry, Amar Le Rav Ashi of Kahana. No, Amri Inchi, people will say, Kachsha Ara, I'd rather have a weak field below Kachsha Mara. I don't want to have a weak stomach. In other words, I don't care that my field is weaker. I don't want to be hungry. So I don't care that you helped my field. That's not what I hired you for. I hired you to bring in the most amount of money possible. The best amount of money possible. You didn't. I asked you for sesame. Sesame is better than wheat. But here he gave him the same, it was the same bottom line. I'm not sure what this line means. Well, the article said something about this line. What does that mean? In other words, I don't want to take a deduction from the... I don't want to give you a deduction. That's what it must mean. I don't want to give you a deduction because you have my field be less ruined. I don't care about the field. I care about my belly. I care about my assets and expenses. I care about my bottom line profit. My bottom line profit is I would have made more money with Shumshuman. Therefore, just because you made wheat and you happen to have make the same price, but now I should give you more for the land, I don't care about that. Okay. Who got this? Once a guy, the Kabal Ara Lishum Shami, he was supposed to put sesame, Zara Chiti, instead he planted wheat, Abde Chiti Tfei Mishum Shami. The wheat brought in more than the Shum Shami. It brought in even more. Shavu Ravina Lamema, Ravina thought to say, Yavlai Shivcha, the Baini Baini. He should get paid the difference. The worker should get paid the difference. Why? Unbelievable what he pulled off. Amalei Rav Achim Edifti Ravina. What? Atuha Shabach Ara Lo Ashbach? What? The land had nothing to do with it? Only him? The land has nothing to do with it? Of course the land has something to do with it. Therefore, since the land has something to do with it, why should you give him anything more? Okay, believe it or not, we're back to Iska. Omar Nardoi, high Iska, an Iska agreement. An Iska agreement, we said, was where one person provides half the cash, one person provides half the work. It's not a ribbish problem because you're also sharing in any losses. Remember that? Anybody remember that? People remember these vague terms. They don't remember exactly what I'm talking about. That's basically the deal. So, high Iska, the Iska agreement. I'm taking 1,000 barrels of beer, and I'm going to sell the 1,000 barrels of beer. You gave the cash. I'm going to sell the beer. But we share it all. It's not ribbis. I'm not making money off your money. I think He's not making money off my money. We're partners, and we're going to share in profits, we're going to share in losses, at a disproportionate rate, which we'll see tomorrow. Anyway, for today's, all you have to know today is, palga milva, palga picoto. Half we treat as a milva, half we treat as a picoto. So I'm going door-to-door selling beer. Half of the beer I have is a picoton, on behalf of the guy who put up the cash. The other half is a loan. Aver rabbanan milsa denichalei lova v'nichalei lamalva. So half is a picaron, half is a loan. So we benefit the malva. The malva here is the supplier of cash. The lova is the guy who's going door to door. Each one benefits. However, hashadur mina palga milva. Now that we said half is a loan, e boy lemishti be shichwa shaper dummy. If he wants, he could drink half the beer himself, and he'll owe the guy the money for the beer. After all, it's a loan, no? Rav Amar, it's only a loan in name only. Lahachi kari la iska. That's why it's called an iska. It's called a business venture. He didn't lend you the beer to drink it. He lent it you to sell. To Amar le, ki yahavdi lach latsuke bay. I gave it to you to sell. Lo lemishti bay, not to drink. Lo lemishti bay shichra. I didn't give it to you to drink. Yeah, we call it a loan because we have to get around the river's problem. That's all. Amar vidi bar oven im meis. Let's say the guy dies. The lover, the guy going door to door, died. Now what? Now his children inherit that beer. So can his children drink the beer now? It's metaltalin. Metaltalin, we said, doesn't pass to the yarshim. Of course not. Right? Not the metaltalin to love. Rav Amar, no. L'hachi kari l'iska. Again, that's why it's called an iska. So, yeah, we call it a loan because we have to avoid ribbis. It's not really a loan. The imeis, lo yasa metaltalin to love. You can't. The kids can't keep that beer. They have to either sell it or give it back. Why? Because, yeah, it's a loan in name only. Really, it's not a loan. It's a business venture. You can't keep all that merchandise. Either sell it or give it back to the other guy. Okay? We'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good Shabbos.